With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz formally accepts the Democratic Party's vice presidential nomination. Greg Cluxton has more.
On the second to last night of the Democratic National Convention, the former high school teacher and football coach made it official.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
Walz used his acceptance speech to talk about his small-town upbringing, his family, and his pride in being Kamala Harris's running mate.
She's fought on the side of the American people.
He said Democrats have something better to offer than Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, promising middle-class tax cuts, lower prescription drug prices, and access to abortion. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNNews.com, Democrat vice presidential nominee Walz got a ringing endorsement from Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on day three of the convention in Chicago. Bob Agnew has more.
Klobuchar says the Minnesota governor has a history of making big promises and keeping them.
Tim has delivered paid leave, school lunches.
And she says, as a winning high school football coach, Walz knows how to take on the competition.
And a former public school teacher knows how to school the likes of J.D. Vance.
Klobuchar says Walz also has a history of bringing disparate groups together in Minnesota and is a strong proponent of Midwestern values. Bob Agnew at the DNC convention in Chicago.
Former President Trump continues to counter-program the convention, holding his first outdoor rally since his assassination attempt. He took to the stage in Asheboro, North Carolina, Wednesday, surrounded by bulletproof glass. Trump said Kamala Harris will destroy our country, just like she destroyed San Francisco. This is SRN News. An evangelical leader urges Christians to vote.
Troy Miller is president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, and he tells the Daily Caller that all believers need to get to the polls in November. Noting that millions of evangelicals did not vote in 2020, Miller says, quote, "As Americans, we are the stewards of a temporal home built on a foundation of faith to the best of its founders' abilities. We must do everything in our power to save America for the glory of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri residents will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change the gender on their driver's license. The state previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued ID. The change follows protest earlier this month against a man's use of a women's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym. A spokesperson for the gym said the guy showed staff a copy of the license, which identified him as a woman. They since revoked his membership. This is SRN News. There's a major dispute in Oregon over political activists.
The ACLU is suing the city of Medford, saying its police department has been unlawfully monitoring political activists who are not suspected of any criminal activity. But the city insists it has not monitored the groups because of their views or activities, adding it has conducted surveillance to prepare for possible public safety impacts. ACLU says the Medford police have monitored their activities and social media accounts. Jason Walker reporting.
American Airlines is extending its suspension of flights between the U.S. and Israel through late March of next year. That's in response to the ongoing war in Gaza. American updated a travel advisory on its website over the weekend. A number of Republican lawmakers in California calling on Governor Newsom to put an electric vehicle fleet mandate on hold. More at SRNNews.com.